Thank you, Alice. And perhaps we see resurrection in the life of your witness, what you just shared, that perhaps even someone here needed those words to consider life again and the power that God can give us to overcome anything that comes to us. To be honest, I forgot I was to speak. I was so caught up in what Alice was saying, and it just hit me. So give me a moment. But we are resurrection people. We are Easter people. And just to tell this story again, we're Easter people, whether it's Easter or not. And we forget that. But as we go to the tomb, as Mary did, the stone was rolled away. And I think about we hear this Easter account, we hear this resurrection account. What would it have been like for us to go to that tomb and find, instead of death, find life? So what is it that needs to roll away in our life today? What's that stone in our life that keeps us from knowing this resurrection of Jesus? What impediment is in our way? God can move that impediment to help us know this resurrection. Mary would know soon. And the disciples, they went running to the tomb. And I just smile when I read this passage. You know, I'm very competitive. If you didn't know that, just play me in basketball or something. I'll try to figure out a way to win. But I can just imagine Peter and the other disciple that Jesus loved, that John doesn't name himself, but we think that was John. So we see his personality here. We certainly see Peter's. They're running, trying to get there first, competitive. They want to see if what they're sensing, you kind of get a sense here, something's up. I want to go see with my eyes what is up. So they're running this race. And the other disciple beats Peter. I bet Peter was so miffed. But then he said, oh, I got to remember why I came here. And then they both looked into the tomb. They just saw the linen cloth laying there. And they thought, could it be? Could it be? But then they went back to a locked door meeting, it says. That's interesting, too. They went to a locked door meeting. They were afraid for their lives still. You know, they scattered after Jesus' arrest and crucifixion. They still don't know if it's safe to come out. So they're behind locked doors. And Jesus just appears to them. This is another miracle, isn't he? Walked through a wall. And he's just suddenly joined with them. And then he says these beautiful words, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. And then he says this word of forgiveness, that God will forgive your sins. You have to forgive others' sins. Powerful word for us. God will forgive you. We must forgive one another. I really invite you to be here every week during the forgiveness series. I think it could truly be one of the most pivotal moments in the life of this church. And it could have a warning in this series that if you're not expecting that you could ever forgive someone, you may need to stay home. Or if you're thinking you could never forgive yourself and allow God to forgive you, you might need to stay home. Because I warn you, we're going to really deal with this subject of forgiveness, and it's crucial. It's crucial to Jesus. It's crucial to us that we go deep into any area of life that we need forgiveness. If there's anyone we need to forgive, it's important that we forgive others. And that can be ourselves, it can be a family member, it can be the church, it can be at work, it can be anywhere. But we're going to really move into this forgiveness. And I believe this is not just coincidental that resurrection comes with forgiveness, that they go together, and knowing that we're right with the Lord, knowing that we're right with other people before the Lord. I also want to invite you to consider being a part of the 144. About the beginning of Lent, we're going to ask our congregation, all who want to grow in their discipleship and leadership, to come and be a part of something that's brand new. 144 people is the goal. And we're going to take the 144 people, and there's 12 leaders that will be assigned to each group of 12. And you'll journey together for 12 weeks, from Easter almost to Pentecost. And there will be some flexibility of time, of meeting, of day of the week, and so forth. We're hoping that by having 12 different groups, that everybody that wants to be a part of this will be a part of this. So that's coming next as well. So if you've wondered, what's following the 21 days? Those are two things that come to mind. The series on forgiveness is next, and a broad net cast to our congregation saying, all who will come, come be a part of the 144.